On today's episode of Sports Card Investor, are graded cards from the 80s and 90s a good investment? I've got some data that says they might actually be a great investment. And on today's episode, I'm giving away this to one viewer completely for free. Let's start the episode. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies. And at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. I am really happy to have you with me today, and right off the bat, I want to do the giveaway of this Prism box. Look, the reason why I'm doing this is because I truly appreciate all of you who have helped watch this show, build the show up, and be part of the communities that I built around this show. It doesn't matter if you're a member of my membership program or not. I just wanted to say thank you. And I appreciate you watching the show. I appreciate your support. And for one of you out there, you are going to win this sealed box of Prism basketball. This is an awesome box of Prism basketball from this year. You get to go Zion hunting completely for free on me. All you have to do is be a subscriber on YouTube. If you aren't already, subscribe on YouTube and then simply leave a comment on this video. That's all you have to do. Leave a comment on YouTube. And 1 week from today, 1 week from the release of this video, I'm gonna pick a random commenter and you are gonna get this box shipped to you completely for free. I'll announce the winner in the comments so you can come back and see who won the contest. And if you're listening on the podcast, next time you get in front of a computer, find this video on YouTube, give it a subscribe and give it a comment so that you can be part of this contest. Truly, thank you for all of your support of the show. It really means a lot to me. And the episodes are gonna continue to come out. And big news, starting this week, they're gonna come out with more frequency. I am actually going to start putting out 3 episodes a week, completely for free. 3 episodes per week are gonna start coming out. Now, the midweek episodes are gonna have a little bit of a different format. They're gonna be much shorter, much easier to consume, but we're gonna be exploring some really awesome things in all of these episodes. So I'm excited to have you along with me for the journey. So did you guys see the news? Did you guys see the news about the LeBron James and Michael Jordan card that sold for $900,000 a few days ago? It's the highest selling modern card in history, $900,000. It was from the 2003-2004 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection. It was a one of one. It was a logo man of both LeBron and Michael Jordan. It sold for $900,000. And this got me thinking. This got me thinking about iconic players and iconic cards from the 80s and the 90s. And, you know, I have a theory on this. I have a theory that we're gonna see auctions of modern cards continue to break records. And this is gonna continue to happen. And I believe this is gonna happen for 2 reasons. First of all, obviously the modern card market is super hot right now. There are tons of collectors and tons of investors, just like you, just like me, who have come into the market and are excited to be back in the market and are looking towards modern cards, not vintage cards. So I think that's one reason. Obviously the modern card market's hot in general. But the second reason is a lot of these people who are coming back in, like you and me, are in their 30s and in their 40s, maybe some in their late 20s. But that is the majority of the people that are coming back into the hobby now, because all of us collected as kids. And now we're back. And now we're a little bit older and we have disposable income, so we can actually buy some cards that we couldn't afford when we were kids. But we are remembering back to the guys from our childhood and the guys from our youth and guys like Michael Jordan. So, you know, while you maybe could have never, you know, afforded a Michael Jordan 86 Fleer in the past, maybe you have the means to afford that now, maybe not. But if not, then you might be looking at some of his other, you know, maybe his second year cards or his third year cards. These are all cards that are more attainable today to a lot of people who are coming back into the hobby than they were when they were collectors as a kid. And those are the cards that I think people like you and me want, because they remind us of our childhood. And I actually have a theory that your Mickey Mantle cards, which are, you know, a lot of people consider, you know, Mantle's rookie is kind of, you know, the premier card in the hobby. I guess some people would, you know, argue maybe that's like a Hannes Wagner card. But I think Mantle, you know, it certainly has been an iconic card that has, you know, drawn a ton of attention recently. I think over time, the popularity of a card like the Mantle Rookie is going to be overtaken by the popularity of a Michael Jordan Rookie or LeBron James Rookie or rookies of iconic stars from our childhood. Because if you think about it, if you look out 30, 40 years from now, no one alive is going to have remembered Mickey Mantle playing. I never saw Mickey Mantle play, not even close, right? But I saw Michael Jordan play and I saw LeBron James play. And so as we continue to get older, I think that the cards from our youth are going to be the cards that continue to rise and rise in value. That's where I would be, you know, thinking about some investment from a very long-term standpoint. Not players from the 50s, not players from the 60s, but players from the 80s and the 90s, and maybe even the early 2000s, because I think that those are the guys who we are going to be continued, you know, to be interested in holding and collecting as we get older. So this thought got me interested in seeing what some of the data was showing on how some of these cards were trending recently. Let's take a look together. So let's first take a look at that iconic Michael Jordan card and see what his 86 Fleer cards have been up to the last few months in terms of prices. Now I'm going to turn off his PSA 10 because that is certainly out of the reach of most people. And I'm also going to turn off his BGS prices because from a variant standpoint, those jump around a little bit more because it depends on the subgrades. But what you're now seeing is Michael Jordan's PSA 9 prices over the last 3 months. And as you can see, they are up over 50%. They're up over 50%. And granted, they have bounced around a lot. But if you look at, you know, where we were at the beginning of this 90-day period, you were, you know, $5,400, and then we had one that went up to $6,900. We just recently had a sale for $8,200. And then before that, we had one for $6,300. So, you know, we've had a bit of variance, but certainly this sale that we had for $8,200 sets a high bar. And we had a couple of sales right around $8,000 that occurred a few weeks ago as well. So we are seeing an increase in Michael Jordan's PSA 9 prices from that iconic 1986 Fleer card. And it's also worth noting that a year ago, at the beginning of 2019, this card was consistently selling for around $4,000. So a card that just sold for $8,000 and has sold for more than $8,000 a handful of times in the last couple of weeks here was about $4,000 just over a year ago. Let's look at another iconic basketball player from our era. Let's look at Tim Duncan. And let's see what Tim Duncan's cards have done here recently. Let's look at his Topps Chrome. It is up 28.7% in the last 90 days. Tim Duncan's Topps Chrome has seen a nice rise in the last 90 days. Now, part of that is probably because people are anticipating that he's going to make it into the Hall of Fame, and he's going to be announced to be coming into the Hall of Fame soon. So he's probably getting a bit of a boost from that, as well deserved. And we've covered that topic on previous episodes on guys seeing a boost from getting their Hall of Fame announcement. But he's seeing that upwards climb. Let's look at another iconic guy who's a few years away from the Hall of Fame. Let's look at Dirk. I'm going to look at his SP Authentic. And his SP Authentic over the last 90 days is up 35%. It's up $35. It's up 11.9%. It's up about 12% total. It started the period at about $295, and then the recent sales had been $316 and $330. So it's up about 11% total over this period. So we're seeing a rise in some of these basketball players, certainly Jordan, but some of these other guys as well, from the 90s and the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Let's take a look at some baseball players. Let's look at that iconic Griffey Jr. card. Let's look at the iconic Ken Griffey Jr. The card, certainly, you know, the most iconic card of my childhood. Now, this is a card that there has been a lot of, you know, discussion about how many of these cards have been printed, you know, and how it was so overprinted and everything like that. Well, it might surprise you then to look at this. This card is up 16.7%. This is his PSA 10. His PSA 10 from 1989 Upper Deck is up 16.7% over the last 90 days. It's up $100. Recent sales of that card have been close to $700, and they were selling for $600, $540, $599, $610 90 days ago. And now they are selling for close to $700. And by the way, this card at the beginning of 2019, so just over a year ago, was selling for $420. So we have seen that card go up from $420 to now close to $700 over the course of just over a year. And by the way, people say, well, gosh, that card was so overprinted. Here's the thing. Yes, the cards in the junk wax era were overprinted, but grading has created scarcity. Grading has changed everything. There are only, total, let me look at the population report here, 3,775 of these Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck PSA 10s in existence. That's not a big population. There are more Luka base cards in PSA 10 from last year in existence than there are Ken Griffey Jr. 1989 Upper Deck cards in PSA 10. It is not a big population of cards. So even though there are a tremendous amount of those cards in existence, and in fact, by the way, there are over 72,000 of those cards overall graded. So a huge population of graded cards, but most of them were graded in 8 and some were graded in PSA 9. PSA 10 is an extremely difficult grade on that 1989 Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck. What that means is those PSA 10s are scarce. So even in the junk wax era, we've got scarcity. Thank you to grading and thank you to PSA 10. And I'm sure, BGS 9.5s and 10s would show similar effects in terms of they're going to be tough grades to get and good cards to chase. Now, what's interesting, I do want to mention this. We don't see the same upwards movement over the last 90 days, at least, with Ken Griffey Jr.'s Donruss rookie or Fleer rookie. Happens to be his Upper Deck rookie. And of course, that's the premier one. So I think as people are chasing these older cards, they're wanting to chase kind of what the premier iconic one was. So that's definitely something to keep in mind and remember. Let's look at Roger Clemens. Let's see where Roger Clemens cards have gone over the last 90 days. Get a 1980s star. I'm going to look at his, let's look at his Topps rookie, specifically. It's up 16.2% in the last 90 days. It was selling for $370, $381 90 days ago. It's now selling for $429, $460. Quite a rise in Roger Clemens. And so you can see a little bit of a pattern here. Let's look at Mariano Rivera. Now, he obviously made the Hall of Fame last year, so he saw a lot of price increase last year. But let's see what his cards have done recently. I'm going to look at his Bowman baseball rookie in PSA 10. It's up almost 12% in the last 90 days. So he's continuing to see prices go up, even though, he had all the Hall of Fame and stuff and everything already happened, last year. Let's take a look at football. Let's look at John Elway. And by the way, as I go to football, let me mention that not every iconic player I'm seeing this trend with. It's obviously good to look at this data. I did look at guys like Jose Canseco and let's see who else. Oh, McGuire, Mark McGuire, for example. Those guys haven't gone up in the last 90 days. So, it's not every single player. It's not every single card, but some of the more iconic ones like the Clemens and the Ken Griffey Jr., are showing that rise, which is great to see. Over in football, let's look at John Elway. Iconic player, obviously. His rookie card from 1984, that's up almost 32% over the last 90 days. Now, this is a difficult card to get into PSA 10 condition. There aren't many of them out there. It's an expensive card. It's recently been selling for $2,075 and $2,100 and even $2,500. One of them went for a couple weeks ago. Whereas 90 days ago, it was $1,575. So quite a rise in John Elway's cards. And again, a difficult card to get a good grade in. Now, I'm not seeing that same rise with Joe Montana or Dan Marino for whatever reason, at least not in the last 90 days, but Elway's popularity is certainly going up. And let's look at Peyton Manning. Certainly a player who all of us had the opportunity to watch a ton of his football. Let's look at his tops. Let's look at his tops football. His base tops rookie. In PSA 10 condition. Let me turn off the BGS. His PSA 10 is up 10% over the last 90 days, starting the period at around $147 and ending around $162. Now let's look at his Topps Chrome to see if that is following a similar pattern. And the Topps Chrome is, in fact, up even more. It's up 87%. And granted, there haven't been a ton of sales of these. There's only been 14 sales of these. But at the beginning of the period, one was selling for $189. And then one went for $289 a few weeks after. So the $189 was a pretty low, you know, sale. But the most recent sale was $355. So we're seeing an increase in, you know, in Peyton Manning's cards as well. So, you know, we could obviously go on and on with this data and look at different guys, and some are going to show that increase and some aren't. But what does this mean? What this means to me is, as this flood of collectors like you and me are getting back in, we're looking back to our childhood. And yes, it's fun to chase the modern day player. Yes, it's fun to chase Zion. And yes, it's fun to chase Ja. And yes, it's fun to trace Kyler, you know, to chase Kyler Murray and some of these newer guys. Sure, those are fun chases, absolutely. But once we, you know, chase some of them and get our excitement and our blood pumping, maybe we start to think back to our childhood. And maybe we start to think, man, wouldn't it be nice to own that Ken Griffey Jr. rookie in PSA 10, that upper deck? Wouldn't it be nice to have that? Because that's the card you wanted when you were a kid. Maybe some of you had it when you were a kid, probably not in PSA 10 condition. And so I think that more and more collectors and investors like us are going to continue to look back at those cards. And I think as we all get older, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, those will start to become extremely iconic cards. And maybe, even draw more interest than some of the early mantles and some of the early, players from that era. So something to think about, investing in some of that junk wax era, but graded PSA 10 or BGS 9.5 or above. I think it's a pretty good idea to start buying some of that right now. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to comment and subscribe so you are eligible to win this box of Prism. And also on my website, sportscardinvestor.com, there are some great new articles on the website. Go check them out. Really solid articles you'll want to read. And while you're there, if you're interested in learning more about my data tool or my membership program, it's all right there for you in the membership button in the upper right-hand corner of my website for you to be able to get access to this. Thank you so much for supporting the show and supporting the community. And I look forward to bringing you even more episodes starting this week, 3 episodes a week. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great rest of your day. Take care.